Good day, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the conference call on Gold Fields entering the joint venture with Asanko Gold. All participants are currently in listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions later in the conference. If you should need assistance during the call, please signal an operator by pressing star and then zero. Please also note that this call is being recorded. I would now like to turn the conference over to Nick Holland. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you very much, and good morning, ladies and gentlemen from Johannesburg. Thanks for taking the time to call in today. With me is Paul Schmidt, our CFO. I've got Brett Madison here, who's the head of strategy and corporate development, and I've got Avishkar Nagasa, head of investor relations. Gold Fields is pleased to announce that it has entered into an agreement to form a 50-50 joint venture with Canadian-based Asanko Gold. We have agreed to acquire 50% of Asanko Gold's Ghana, 90% interest in the Asanko Gold Mine Complex. Of course, the other 10% is a free carried interest owned by the Ghanaian government. So essentially, we're getting a 45% interest of the underlying operating assets and exploration properties. This is a multi-deposit complex with two main deposits, Nkran and Esaase, and nine known satellite deposits. At the moment, Nkran is the main deposit that is being mined at the moment. That's the main ore source, together with a couple of satellites around it. And Esaase is around about 30 kilometers to the north. The gold plant, which is a conventional carbon and leach gold plant, is situated adjacent to the Nkran deposit and has a capacity of 5 million tons per annum. What's particularly exciting about this transaction is that, number one, we're acquiring an asset in Ghana, a country we know well. Gold Fields have been operating in Ghana now for 25 years. We know the country well. We have a strong technical and commercial team in the country. This particular area is around about 100 kilometers north of Damang, and it's sandwiched between Chirano on the left, or on the western side, I should say, on the western side, and Obuasi on the eastern side. And the total property here is over 450 kilometers. What's interesting, if you took the whole of Tarkwa and Damang together, it's roughly that size. That gives you an idea of the area that we're getting involved in. These deposits are part of a fairly well-defined series of structures which are unexplored in many areas of the property. So there's definitely significant potential beyond what we see here down the road. So that's roughly where it is. The purchase consideration comprises an upfront payment of $165 million on closing of the transaction, subject obviously to completion of all of the conditions precedent to the satisfaction of both parties, which will be immediately used to pay off a loan facility of $164 million they currently have, which would essentially recapitalize the company and render it debt-free once that's out of the way. There's a deferred portion of $20 million, which will be paid when the Esaase deposit is developed. That's going to be financed from operating cash flows and is likely to be paid by the end of 19 at the latest. In addition, Gold Fields agreed to subscribe for a 9.9% share placement in Asanko Gold. Obviously, that's the Canadian-listed entity. The operations we're buying into, it's a consolidated, it's an incorporated JV, so it's a company that we're buying into. That's in Ghana, but at the senior level, the parent level, we're taking a 9.9% interest in the Canadian entity at a share price of 79 US cents. And that's for a total consideration of $17.6 million. Now, that will take place immediately. The rest of the deal is subject to fulfillment of conditions precedent. The main one is just ministerial approval for change of control of an entity with mineral rights, which is in process. The transaction exceeds our internal hurdle rate at a 15% return at a gold price of $1,300 and will be funded from available debt facilities most likely, although we do have cash facilities in the group of around about $400 million. So we'll work out when the deal closes the most optimal way to finance it. We have over $1 billion of committed available headroom in our existing facilities to fund both the $165 million payment and, of course, the $17.5 million equity subscription. The thing that made us comfortable here moving ahead with the transaction is that we're buying into an operating entity here that will be cash flowing. So it's not that we're buying into a project, but we still have to see gold coming out of into the future and still have to see money going into. We're buying into an operation that will be generating cash flow into the future. So it's well within our means in terms of our debt covenants, our balance sheet, despite the fact that, yes, we are building two new mines in Gruyere and Damang in the group. We're comfortable that we can fund these particular projects and at the same time take this on. The Asanko Gold Mine, as I say, is fully funded, and there will be no cash calls on the joint venture partners, certainly not in the short to medium term. Obviously, if we look at something different in the future in terms of a different longer-term plan or growth, that's a separate discussion entirely. But as of now, there'll be no calls on the shareholders. So the joint venture will give Gold Fields immediate access to low-cost production ounces, increasing the quality of our portfolio and adding life in a region that we've successfully operated, as I said, for over 20 years. And just on that score, if you look at the guidance that Asanko put out for the next 5 years, they're looking, and that's through to 2023, we're looking at average annual production of about 250,000 ounces, that's 100% basis, at all-in sustaining costs of $860 an ounce. The life of mine is at least 15 years, so you know, what we can see ahead of us is we can see that level of production of about 250,000 ounces being maintained for 15 years at below $900 an ounce, of course, all in today's money with the exploration potential that exists. So, again, this is one of the reasons we feel that this is strategically correct for us to do. It enables us to do two things, to lengthen the average life of the portfolio, and also it enables us to lower the costs in the overall portfolio, because this will come in slightly lower than our current weighted average all-in costs, all-in sustaining costs, that is. The Asanko transaction certainly does not detract from our focus of delivering our existing projects in the group on time and on budget. The other thing I would mention is that Asanko will remain as operators of this particular suite of assets in Ghana. We will not be the operators. However, we will have a joint venture agreement and a technical steering committee which will regulate all key decisions, things like annual budgets, things like capital expenditure approvals, the annual planning process. The annual planning process that will be adopted here will be exactly in line with what Gold Fields does. It's a December year end, of course, as well. And we typically would start our planning process in the second half of every year. They will be incorporated into that as well. So philosophically, we don't see any real differences in our operating style or how we would run things. But we will obviously be on hand to assist them in looking for opportunities to improve their operations. We'll be assisting them, obviously, in looking at things like exploration potential. This really is an extension of our business in Ghana. We mine two big open-pit operations in Ghana, 100 km to the south, as I mentioned, and we're going to be adding another few open-pit operations further up to the north. So I'm sure we can bring our particular skill set to bear in the same way that we've done at Tarkwa and Damang. Our core strategy of generating a 15% free cash flow margin at a 1300 gold price remains unchanged, and any investments or acquisitions will only be undertaken on the premise that they improve the overall quality of the portfolio. And as with Gruyere and Damang, we believe that the Asanko Gold Mine assets will do this once they've been integrated into the Gold Fields portfolio. So with that, I think that's a fair degree of information. Obviously, you've seen the media release as well. You may have questions on what I've said and what the media release says. So between myself, Brett, and Paul, we'll endeavor to answer your questions. So with that, I'll hand it back. Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, if you do wish to ask a question, please press star and then one on your touchtone phone. If you decide to withdraw your question, please press star and then two to remove yourself from the queue. Our first question is from Patrick Mann from Deutsche Bank. Please go ahead.
Hi, good morning, Nick and team. I just wanted to ask, what sort of fiscal arrangement or stability arrangement has AGM got in Ghana? I mean, I know obviously it seems to be a pretty business-friendly jurisdiction at the moment, but we've seen in other African countries you do kind of need that protection if things go south.
Yeah, there's no development agreement or stability in place as we speak. I mean, as you know, we have a development agreement over our assets in place at the moment, which we negotiated a couple of years ago. There are others in the country who either have or who are negotiating agreements. You know, so certainly this is something we don't have in place right now. Who knows? I mean, this is something that once we get in, we could consider into the future. But as of now, we don't. We're not concerned about the fiscal outlook in Ghana. They're in a pretty good position right now. I've literally just come back from Ghana yesterday. The growth rate in the company, I believe, is the highest on the continent. They've in fact dropped their interest rates in the country, which is quite interesting. And the government is spending a lot of time just improving the overall delivery. Government looking at their costs in terms of their overall budget. So we're quite comfortable at the moment. Although we don't have that protection, and things could obviously change, we don't see any immediate risk. But as I say, once we get in, we can consider different options.
Great, thanks. Can you maybe just give us an idea what the royalty rate and tax rate is then, kind of without that agreement in place?
5% royalty rate, and taxes are 35%.
Thank you.
Which is to everyone who doesn't have agreements.
Yeah.
So RDA, just to remind you, we have a sliding scale royalty, which at a 1300 gold price, just for a reference point, would be 3%. And our tax rate is 32.5% as well. So
thank you.
That's the Delta at the moment. Let's see where we go. Thank you, Patrick.
Thanks.
Thank you. The next question is from Adrian Hammond, our Standard Bank. Please go ahead.
Morning, Nick and team. Yes, a couple for my side, please. Firstly, I think the obvious question really is why not buy the company considering the purchase price you're paying? And perhaps you can talk a bit more about the debt instrument related to this entity. And why is that not something that you could have resolved yourselves had you bought the company? Thanks.
Yeah, sure. So I think the deal that's been done here is an outcome of negotiations between the parties. We believe that this is a better entry into the asset for us at this stage. And at the end of the day, it's a question of what can be negotiated. But for us, we think this is a lower risk entry in. And it's a deal that I think meets with the support. And, you know, often if you try and do a deal on the entire company, complexity and time frames can change. We think this is a lower risk way of getting exposure to the asset. But obviously in time, it doesn't preclude potential beyond that. We don't know yet. It's early days. But for us, it's the best way in. In terms of the debt instrument they had in place, it was quite onerous, $164 million that was up for renewal. It had an interest rate of LIBOR plus 6%. As you can imagine, with the interest capitalizing on that, it gets quite expensive. Us coming in enables them to get rid of that immediately, takes away that significant handbrake on doing anything else, and puts us in a good position. So, yeah, we weighed up all the options, Adrian. We felt that this was the best entry in, which is another reason why we were quite keen to take an equity interest in the company. And as you've seen, we've taken a 9.9% interest in the company, which I think it's good for us to be on the register. Joint ventures are not entirely off the table at the moment in the industry, and it sort of feels like a better way for us to go. And obviously, I've got to be mindful, too, of our balance sheet and what can be achieved, particularly given the fact, as you know, we're spending $850 million this year on capital, of which about 40% goes into our projects. So I think it's a function also of affordability, doability, and you know what can be agreed with the parties. They've taken, obviously, their stock has come down a lot, so it keeps them also in the game. Hopefully it's a good win-win from all angles. Hope that answers your question, sir.
And another one, just perhaps a bit more about your any prior relationship with Asanko Gold. I mean, as you said, you won't be operating this asset, and I guess with that you have a certain level of trust with this management team, especially the fact that it's ramping up production. What can you tell us that you believe this management team can deliver? And secondly, is the mine actually free cash positive today?
Okay, I've got a Brett here who spent a lot of time obviously talking to these guys over many, many months. He's got a very good sense. So I'm going to let Brett give his input into this, please. Thank you.
Hi, Adrian. Yes, we've been in discussions with Asanko probably close on 2 years now already. So we formed quite a good relationship with them and walked the painful path with them at times. So we've got to know them really well. We've got to know them as operators, their strengths, their weaknesses. And when this came up, we are certainly comfortable, particularly with the way they built this thing. And in terms of their mining practices, we're very comfortable as well. So there is certainly a level of trust there that we feel comfortable in pursuing this transaction with them. And, you know, I think the key thing is their management does come from big mining company background. So in terms of integration into our policies, standards, procedures, that will be seamless. That's all been discussed up front in terms of planning protocols, metrics, compliance, governance, RCMM, those types of things. That will all just be hopefully fairly seamless. So we see it as a good relationship with similar operating cultures.
Mm. And just a bit about the asset itself, CapEx to complete the project, is there any left, and free cash situation going forward, and what does this do for Gold Fields Group from an all-in sustaining cost perspective, say, for 2019? Thanks.
Yeah, so as we've mentioned, over the next 5 years, they've indicated their production is about 250,000 ounces, all-in sustaining costs of $860. We're comfortable with those sort of numbers. We've done extensive due diligence. So I think for 19, if you wanted to try and model something, you could probably work on something around about 900 or so. Look at that sort of level as they get into – that's an average over the period, obviously, but as they get into production in the second – next stage of Nkran and they start stripping Esaase. Those sort of numbers. But you're looking here at fairly low strip ratios, just to be clear. Now we're looking at grades here somewhere around about 1.6, 1.7 grams. You're looking at an average strip ratio between the two operations of around about 3.5 to 4. And we know from experience,
if you look at that kind of operation with those kind of grades, you know, it's going to be pretty good cost. You know, that is the fundamentals of good cost. Fairly low strip with good grades. You know, if you look at Tarkwa, for example, let's use Tarkwa, which obviously is a much bigger operation, but you would know Tarkwa's grade is about 1.3 grams a ton, and the strip ratio is about 5.5 to 6 times. And their all-in costs are about $950 an ounce. So that gives you an idea of what this looks like. Obviously, on you know, lower volumes, it's a 5 million ton a year operation. Tarkwa's 13.5. Lower volumes, but nevertheless, I think it gives you an idea of what this looks like. We see this really as an upgrade to the overall portfolio from what we've had before. It's not to say that we're not heavily focused on our existing assets in Ghana. We are, and we won't be distracted. This has got to be additive to whatever we're doing, because otherwise you're in a situation where you spend money here and it replaces something that comes off. This has got to be additive to what we're doing, but it will upgrade the overall quality.
Thank you. Well, I think one, Adrian, sorry, just one important point to note. They have done a lot of stripping this year at Inkran. That stripping occurs in the first 6 months. So they're depleting their cash balances at the moment, as you'll see from their release later. They're at about $35 million now. We get full access to the rest of that. And it's also the way we've structured the deal. The $165 is to take out the fairly expensive debt, and then the $20 million at the end is really as they open up Esaase and expand, and we really realize our returns. But the operation as we see it now is self-funding, especially with the $35 million cash balance that we get the benefit of, and we don't see any huge capital bow wave coming at all.
Thank you.
And they will be actually giving you a 5-year forecast in their press release. In fact, it's out already. That will give you line of sight as to the operation for the next 5 years,
which we agree with.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Righto.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, again, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and then one on your touchtone phone. We'll pause a moment to see if we have any questions. We have a follow-up question from Patrick Mann. Please go ahead.
Hi again, guys. Just thinking about the balance of your portfolio, I mean, does this mean Salares Norte is pushed out further? Yeah.
There's no change, Patrick, to anything else in the portfolio. This should be seen as additive. Salares Norte, we've got to finish the feasibility study, which we're still planning to do by the end of 2018, and then we'll make a decision on the next steps. The EIA process is expected to be completed and completed during the course of next month. It doesn't change anything. You know, this is going to be an asset we're adding into the group. It's an operating asset. I just want to stress again, it's an operating asset that will be cash flowing. And, you know, we see a pretty good payback on this as well. So this is not going to change anything for us. It's additive to what we're doing. We're doing this because we can see lower cost, longer life added to the portfolio at a good return. So it really hits all the metrics. If you look at our strategic buckets that we're trying to tick off, this ticks all the metrics, and it's well within our capability to do this. I think if had we done the whole company, you know, a different story.
Sure.
I think given the fact that we're taking half of the assets and given the fact that it's cash flowing, as Petra said, the second half of this year, Inkran will be back in ore again. Esaase strip from next year can be funded from existing cash flows. We were very careful to make sure we weren't buying into something over here where we've got to put more money into. That was quite critical in our due diligence. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, a final reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and then one now. Sir, it would appear that we have no further questions.
Okay, well, thanks very much. We have another call to go through this again at 3 p.m. South African time, which hopefully will give an opportunity, of course, for international investors, analysts, et cetera, to dial in. But if you'd like to dial in again for that and maybe hear more what people have got to say, we'll be giving the same principal message. But again, we hope to speak to you at 3 o'clock, or if not, to see you face to face. Thank you very much once again for dialing in, everybody. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye now.
Thank you very much, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, that concludes this conference call, and you may now disconnect your lines.